ask Eve and Adams. From swerve of shore to bend of bay brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Hoth Castle and environs. And lo, stole o'er the stillness the heartbeats of sleep.
And as I was jogging along in a dream, as dozing I was dawdling,
retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy.
Did you die?
Why?
He'd a beautiful brogue, so rich and sweet.
Every dog has his day.
And to rise in the world, he carried a hod. But you see, he'd a sort of a tippling way.
And your last words to date tell stretch of a fancy through strength towards joy.
With a love for the liquor, for tin was born, and a hail in his lip, with his work each day, he'd a drop of a creature every month. Whack, hurrah, blood and nouns, with the flow you cut a shake. Isn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun that Finnegan's awake.
Have you heard of one Humpty Dumpty, how he fell with a roll and a rumble, and curled up Black Lord of the Pukrunkle by the foot of the magazine wall.
Of the magazine wall, on helmet and all.
And even if Humpty shall fall 50 times, there'll be eggs for the breakers come tomorrow.
Sunny side up with care.
I never open me mouth, but I pack me food in it.
Oh. Here comes that odious and still today insufficiently malestimated note snatcher, Shem the Pip.
Shut the Pullman. Quite a picture, primitive. Sean, Sean. Post the post.
Shem is as short for Seamus as Jem is jokey for Jacobs. A few toughnecks are still get atable, who pretend that aboriginally he was of respectable stemming. But every honest-to-goodness man in the land of the space of today knows that his back life will not stand being written about in black and white.
Three and one.
One and three. Shem and Sean. And the shame that sunders them.
Wisdom's son.
Ollie's brother.
Come on. Any dog's life you list, you may still hear them at it. Like sixes and seventies. As ever sure as Halley's Comet.
Sons at an hour were born until a good man and his hag. These sons called themselves Caddy and Primus. Primus was a santry man and drilled all decent people. Caddy went to Winehouse and wrote a piece of farce. Blotty words for Dublin.
Us two for donkey's years. Year and laughed years. Back.
Where are we at all? When a boat's in the name of space.
Television kills telephony and brothers broil. A sponsor program.
Opposition with the cold cream assoluta from Boyle O. I always use in the wars. After I'm burned a rich egg, then derive the greatest benefit.
Stories of leather fallen by this creation. Flick as flow flakes litters from aloft, like a wast visored all of world worlds.
Now all are tombed to the mound.
Wizges to wizges, erds from erds. Pride, oh pride, thy prize.
What a nice old mess it all makes. A midden-hide horde of objects. Olives, beets, kimmels, dollies.
Alfreds, Beatty's, Cormac's, Dalton's,
owlet's eggs are here. Creakies from age, and all now quite epsilene. And oh, woody wobblers. Woodworth. A wife of grass.
The same told of all, many. Miscegenations on miscegenations. They lived, and laughed, and loved, and left. In the ignorance that implies impression, that knits knowledge, that finds a name form, that whets the wits, conveys contacts, that sweetens sensation, that drives desire, that adheres to attachment, that dog's death, that bitch's birth, that entails the ensuance of existentiality.
Take Mr. Finnegan of the Stuttering Hand, Freeman's Maurer, lived in the broadest way imaginable.
During mighty odd years, this man of hard cement and edifices in Topper's Thorpe, piled building, supra-building upon the banks for the livers by the so-and-so.
Ah. Oh, wow, but the skyscape of most Eiffel height in tower.
Originating from next to nothing.
Oh, Mr. Fun, you're going to be fined again.
What brought about that tragedy, Thunder's Day? This municipal sin business?
Heed, it may have been a misfired brick.
As some say, it might have been due to a collapsis of his back promises, as others looked at it.
But his heart feeling heavy, his hooded did shake.
There was a wall, of course, an erection. Dim, he stuttered from the ladder.
Dumb, he was dood.
Master Batu, Master Batu. When a man marries, his lute is all long for all the world to see.
Iliam, Ilium. The house of Atrax is fallen in the dust. But these bounds going arise again.
Oh, men, so sire.
Far, far away. We shall ne'er hear his horn in the morning.
Oh, we have the print in his dust so gay. How he came from Finlay was you to the day. He was haytime horn on the king's highway with his hounds on the home at the turning.
Yes, we have the
print in his dust so gay. How he came from Finlay was you to the day. Well, his haytime horn.
Ginger in mouth, like a dublin.
There in the man is. Behold of him as behemoth, for he's no way more.
How charmingly exquisite.
So this is Dubalan.
Oh, men, so sighs. Only a photograph of a yesterday scene. He's smolten in our mist, woe be canned and packed away.
So that meal's dead off for some man. Schluck, schleiss, and good riddery.
All the hooligans of the nation, prostrated in their consternation.
Hops of fun that Milligan's make.
He's stiff, but he's steady at Primal. Oh,
twas he was the decent gay labouring you.
Sharpen his pillow scone, tap up his beer. With a buckle lips of Finnesky for his feet and a barrel load of Guinnesses for his head.
See the tootle of the fluid hand, the twaddle of the funnel door.
He dug in and dug out, be the skill of his tilt for himself and all belonging to him. And he sweated his crew beneath his auspice for the living. Begad he did, our ancestor most worshipful.
And would again could whispering grasses wake him, and may again, when the fiery bird dissembles.
Grampus is fallen down, but Grinny spreads the board, and will again, if so be sooth, by elder to his younger shall be said. Oh. Have your wines for my wedding? Did you bring bride and wedding? Will you whoop for my jenny?
Yes, sir.
Kinnock must want to go somewhere in the present.
Yes, oh, Biddy, at earliest moment.
Here, we shall do a far walk.
I am not Cyan, I assure. Only, I am so, so sorry for all in my Sarah's place.
Shanahan has let down her skirts. But you remember, Essie, in our Luna's convent.
They called her Holly Mary. Her lips were so ruddy berry.
I posted those pouters on every jam in the town.
She's making her rep at Lanner's twice nightly.
With the tabarine tam-tammers of the whirligig McGee.
So it would dilate your heart to go.
So. Riots were on about her.
Very true.
And may God pray.
It's our warm spirit, boys. He's spawned.
And here's Lumbo.
Repose you now. Where mystery swaddle?
Where mysteries lodge none.
Where mysteries pour kind on.
Poor sleepy.
Could you wheedle a stable and encore out of your jubil heart? Hey, Mrs. Jinglejoy.
Overhauled, trilly screaming, at song sign sea swan, the winging ones. Seahawk, seagull, curlew and plover, kestrel and capercalzie, all the birds of the sea.
Till day bow break. And show shadows flee. Thus be heck.
Verily, verily.
Master Heft was operated by the subliminal of his invaded personality.
Kiddling and cuddling and bunny-hugging, scrumptious his Colleen Bawn and Dinkum Bell, the hero of Gaelic champion, the onlyest one of her choice.
A low ideal of a girl's friend, with his sinister dexterity, light and rough handling.
3 quarts for Mr. Mark. Sure, he hasn't got much of a heart.
Mr. Mark.
Tristy's a spry young spark.
Isolami, Isola.
Trisolani, son.
That'll be all for Tati. Call it off.
Got knocked, Reap Wally.
We were too happy. I knew something would happen.
Candidately, everybody. A mo for a mot. Hey, lass. There was this, well, you may call her a strapping, modern, old, ancient Irish princess. So-and-so hands high, such-and-such paddock weight in her made of Olam smock, and nothing under her hat but red hair and solid ivory.
Now you know it's true in your hard up hearts.
And the first class pair of bedroom eyes of most unhomey blue.
How weak we are.
One and all. The charm of favors fond consent.
Madame Issa Verve, La Belle.
So sad. But looks amid her boy blues, long black with orange blossoming weepers veil.
For she was the only girl they loved.
As she is the queenly pearl you prize.
Because of the way the night that first we met, she's bound to be, methinks.
And not in vain,
the darling of me heart. Sleeping in her April sock within her silver chamber.
With her green gauge flavored candy whistle.
Duetted to the very twist.
Now, for La Belle.
T'will be tropic of all.
I see La Belle.
Isobel, she is so pretty, truth to tell. Wildwood's eyes and primrose hair, quietly all the woods so wild. Mauves of moss and daphne dews, how also still she lay, neath of the white thorn, child of tree, like some lost happy leaf, like glowing flower stilled. As fain would she anon, or soon again twill be. Wed me. Ah, weary me. She is the dad's lottiest pearl daughter. To speak well her grace, it would ask of Grecian language.
Her shell-backed thimble casket mirror only can show her dearest friend deed. what I thought.